Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Just for the sake of those who weren't listening yesterday, in the lead up to Mother's Day this weekend, we thought we'd put some of the unsung heroes in the spotlight, namely the mothers of famous South Africans. We're finding out what it's like to raise a child who became a household name, talking about their early influences and who were these women who helped shape the person that they became. What was it about their parenting that enabled their success? If you missed our first episode yesterday, please go and look for it on podcast. We spoke to the mom of Olympic swimming medalist Chad Leclos, and just the most wonderful interview about supporting her son and how proud she is of what he has become in life. You can find that conversation on primemediaplus.com or on the Media Plus app. Today, though, we're moving out of the world of sport and into the music world. And our guest is Margaret Lindley, who is the mother of pop sensation Will Lindley. Still a youngster, only in his early 20s, and yet burning up the charts locally and getting ready to take on the world. He is actually currently based in the USA, where he's getting ready for an international tour. So we wanted to find out a little bit more about what he was like as a little boy and how his family's influence helped shape the man he became. I spoke to his mother, Margaret Lindley, yesterday morning. Let's take a listen. Margaret, welcome to Cape Talk. I believe Will is the youngest of four sons, so I would imagine it must have been a very noisy household growing up. And being number four is quite, I would imagine, a challenge. You've got to find a way to make yourself noticed and stand out. As much as we love all of our kids equally, to be the youngest in a large family is not always easy. How would you say Will found his ways of navigating that? What was he like as a young boy?
Well, I think you're right. It was a very noisy, busy, hungry household. And he was the youngest of four, and there's 7 years top to bottom. So it was busy. And I would say probably, you know, his way was really that Duracell bunny in your face type of personality, who learned very young to laugh at himself and was trying to keep up with the big boys a lot of the time. So, I think that was very much his space. He was happy to be in the center of attention. He, as I say, learned to laugh at himself and sort of go along with the boys and their games and just wanted to be part of that.
Yeah. Now, I know it was also a musical household. Did all of you play instruments? Is that something that you and Will's dad made part of their lives from early on?
We did. I mean, Pete and I aren't trained musicians at all. I did quite a lot of amateur music through high school and as a student. And both of us obviously did musical stuff at school. But we aren't trained musicians. But we felt quite strongly that we were keen for the kids to learn an orchestral instrument when they were younger, you know, at prep school. And they were at a school where that was really nurtured and they could be part of music ensembles and groups.
Yeah.
And so we wanted them to do that. But obviously, when it got to high school, you know, they needed to go with what worked for them. And in fact, Will dropped the instruments and he did do music for matric, but I sort of say he's a lazy instrumentalist. He went vocal and he did voice and that worked for him.
Right.
But they all learned music and we always had music on in the house and they sang together in vocal harmony and that sort of thing, but in a very informal type of way.
Did you notice the voice though? Did you realize at some point that he's got more than just talent in this? I mean, was it when you looked at him and heard him sing and watched him perform, did it occur to you then that this was potentially something he was going to make a living out of?
No, I don't think it did. I don't think it sort of crossed our minds really. But I think what we did notice was that he is an entertainer. And so he would always be in the school play and in the musicals and that sort of thing. And he'd be the type that if he was the palm tree, you sort of couldn't take your eyes off the palm tree. You know, he would act it up and ham it up. And so we did notice that about him, but I don't think that we took seriously an option that music would be a career path.
Okay. Now, I've interviewed Will several times now, and every single time, and every time I hear anybody else talking to him, he takes a moment to acknowledge you and Peter and thank you for the support that you've given him, not just in his decision to give it a go as a career. We'll talk about that a little bit more shortly. But even earlier on, he says what he values in the way you raised him and his brothers is that you really follow encourage them to follow their passions and to explore new things. And I think he used the phrase running for fences to really make a go of it. Do you want to explain a little bit more about that part of your parenting philosophy?
I think that, you know, we were very conscious that we had four of the same gender very close together. And whilst that's a lovely team and all that sort of thing, it felt really important to us to raise individuals and to look for opportunities to nurture the difference in many ways. And so I think one of the amazing things about parenting is watching your children unfold and realize, oh gosh, this is who you are. And I feel out now I've got young adults and I still see that. I still see like, oh my gosh, that's who you are. This is really important to you. And I can see you going after that. So I think, you know, when it came to the big decision for Will, that informed some of our decision is that, you know, our job as parents is to raise independent adults and we want to try and back them in making the decisions that resonate for them. And we tried to do that for all of them.
Not an easy thing to facilitate, though, when you face the situation that you did with Will. I mean, a hugely successful career at school. He finishes as head boy of his school. He heads off to Stellenbosch University to do the international business degree, which I know is incredibly tough just to get into. And then lockdown hits, he's home and he starts throwing himself into his songwriting to pass the time. And you start realizing that something else is actually starting to feed his soul and his passion. Margaret, I would imagine it's not an easy thing to have a child who's got to sort of such a pinnacle of what looks like success in the more traditional route, if I can put it that way, to turn around to you and say, actually, this is not what I love. I really want to give it a try as a professional musician. A lot of parents would say, you must finish your degree first, or, you know, that's really a pipe dream. That doesn't come true for most people. Talk to us about making that decision when that moment came.
Yeah, and I think what Will has said before and what is really true is that it was probably a year-long conversation. Mm-hmm. And we weren't at loggerheads with each other because the sort of music thing took everybody so by surprise. And William, too, you know, when he first teased Miss Me and it sort of, you know, got all those hits, he was like, we were all like, what? Yeah. What, you know? And so it sort of it progressed over a period. And at the beginning, there was absolutely no thought that he wouldn't finish his degree. And then when the signing happened, you know, and he actually signed to a label, I suppose there were two things that I found very, that helped me. One was that I have a nephew who's doing music in the States. Mm-hmm. And he just said to me, Margs, this opportunity for Will, these opportunities are so unusual. And it's such a bizarre set of circumstances. And he's being extended this opportunity. And in this game, it's all about momentum.
Yeah.
He needs to, if the wave's breaking and he ever wants to catch it, now's the time. So that was a helpful perspective.
Yeah.
And then also chatting to the South African producers, I remember Pete and myself and Will having a chat one night with them, you know, about Varsity. Will was starting to take a bit of strain. He was having to do songwriting sessions late into the night, which he couldn't do in his, you know, Varsity dress room. And they said, you know what, Will, Pete and I said, is this it? I mean, does he have to make those sorts of decisions? And they said, you'll come to a crossroads. And when you do, it'll be apparent, but carry on with your Varsity for now. And when he came to that crossroads, it was apparent. He couldn't do both. And it wasn't like a lifetime decision we were making. It was more like, take a gap from Varsity, follow this music thing, because otherwise you're always going to wonder if you could have done it. And at the end of a year, if there's nothing, go back to Stellenbosch. And that's the way he's done it. And at the end of the year, there was more. And so he did another year. And at the end of that year, there was more. And that's the way he's doing it.
Right. I love that. So it's not like it has to be a permanent decision. It's saying this is working for me now, so let's ride that wave while we've got it. And if it comes to an end then we step back and make other decisions. But Margaret, I mean, those decisions worked and have worked so well for him so far. As we speak, he is sitting in America getting ready for a US tour. The music is doing so well. The fan base is huge. I watched him on stage at the Calabash event in January, and you could see the sort of disbelief on his own face of, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe that this is happening to me and I'm actually up here doing this. So all those wonderful things happening, but at the same time, it's a very cutthroat industry. It's notorious for chewing people up and spitting them out again. Particularly young artists are vulnerable to people who will take advantage of them. Do you worry about that, or do you feel like he's got good, solid people advising him around him that are helping him navigate that space?
Yeah, I think, Pippa, you know, as a mom, you know, it's a crazy life in many ways. He works really, really hard, and the shows are just part of it.
Yeah.
And whilst, you know, there's so many similarities between him and other young people that are doing startups or in this stage in their careers, the creative space is slightly different in the sense that you really are bringing, you're not selling widgets. Mm-hmm. You're really bringing yourself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is a challenging environment. I think Will's been incredibly blessed in that he's got good people around him. But he lives an itinerant lifestyle and it's got its own challenges.
Yeah.
And home base is quite solid. I you know, people often ask me, how do your boys feel about William's success? And I would say that they are proud of him, but they aren't in awe of him and none of them want his life, you know.
That's
so
really interesting.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, he's needing to, I also think, you know, the issue is, you know, what's the definition of success? And we've often asked him that, you know, he said, what happens if I return a failed musician? We're like, well, what is success? And success for him, what he's articulated, is being able to make a living out of his music in this season of his life. So he's doing that.
Yeah.
And it really is a one step at a time.
I mean, it's just so exciting for him to see him doing so well and making this dream soar as it is. I think you could see that, you could feel it from the crowd at Calabash, how much everybody is willing him to do well, which is really exciting for him. But to take it now overseas to a whole new audience who hasn't watched the sort of organic growth quite as closely as we have here in South Africa is going to be a big new challenge. Do you get to go on tour at all with him, Margaret? Do you ever go and watch the shows anymore, or are you sort of all about holding the fort back home and making sure home is ready for him when he gets back again?
You know what, Pippa, we, in the very early days, I mean, it was just Will on his own, and Pete particularly was able to just go and help him, like just press start on his computer when the show was starting and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then after a year, he had a drummer and somebody helping him on that side. And so we've stepped back and we really feel like, we haven't done touring stuff with him. We feel like, he needs to, this is his thing and he needs to do it. And where we can be at shows, we are, but we're not building our lives around what he's doing right now. We at home base, we at the end of a phone, we celebrate his successes. You talk about Calabash, all of us as a family were standing together, finished, we looked at each other and goes, oh my gosh, what just happened, you know? So, but we are, you know, yeah, very supportive and love to watch him perform, but we're not on the road with him, no.
Okay.
We feel like that's his to do.
And there's nothing like an older brother to bring you down to size if you're getting too big for your boots. I think anyone who has one will sympathize with that. So, I mean, he's very lucky to have such solid support around him, grounding him. Margaret, I mean, when you look back, obviously, you've done a lot right to enable this young man to firstly develop his talent and secondly give him the space to work it out and try and make a go of it and support him in that dream. It's something I think a lot of parents can learn from. What else would you say is parenting advice you would share as we head towards Mother's Day for those who might be just starting out on the track, or for those who are going, gosh, I wish I had this kind of relationship with my son? What do you think, if you look back now, what do you think you got right on the journey?
Sure. I often say to our kids, you know what? We've parented you imperfectly, but I'm not a perfect mom, but I'm the only one you've got, and I love you fiercely. So I think, realizing that we can't be perfect moms is probably helpful. And then, yeah, I think we're raising individuals and really trying not to live too many of our dreams through our children. Because I think at the end of the day, our job is to raise independent adults and to help them find their way in the world. And then we can sit back and go, okay, job well done.
That was Margaret Lindley, the mother of young Will Lindley, our rising pop star in South Africa and now beyond, chatting to me as part of our Mother's Day series. A reminder once again that if you missed yesterday's conversation with the mom of Chad Leclos, our champion swimmer, that is available on podcast, as will this interview now be after the show on primemediaplus.com. Tune in same time tomorrow. We're going to be in conversation with the mother of celebrity chef and master chef judge Zola Nene.